The Catholic Epistles of Father St. Peter, my beloved, may his best be with us. Amen. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you. You will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slander. For if God did not spare the angel who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the city of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and deliver the righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. Love not the world, neither the things pertaining to the world. The world passeth away and the lust thereof. He does that will of God remains forever. Amen. Sure.